Hey Pete, what is going on?
Not much, mate, but we'd actually say what's going on.
Why is that?
Because it sounds more natural. And we'd also say, why's that?
Ugh, why's it so hard?
It's not. You've just got to practice. Let me show you. G'day you mob, Pete here from Aussie English, and welcome to this episode where I'm going to be teaching you 80 different contractions that are used in spoken English and giving you examples for how to use them. Before we get started, don't forget to smash that like button and share this video with someone who you think it'll help, and also hit the subscribe button and the bell notification if you want to see more videos like this too. And lastly, don't forget to download the worksheet for today's lesson in the description below, so you'll be able to go through all of these different contractions and the example sentences later on. Anyway, let's get into it. I am. I'm. I'm going home. You are. You're. You're 20 years old. He is. He's. He's getting angry. She is. She's. She's about to leave. We are. We're hungry. They are. They're about to win the game. It is. It's 5 o'clock. That is. That's not fair. This is. This is. This is my father. There is. There's. There's a dog outside. What is? What's? What's the time? Where is? Where's? Where's Pete living? Who is? Whose? Who's coming for dinner? Who are? Who are? Who are your best friends? Are not. Aren't. Aren't you going to be late? Is not. Isn't. It isn't my fault. We're not. Weren't. They weren't listening. Was not. Wasn't. I wasn't very happy. Does not. Doesn't. It doesn't matter. Do not. Don't. Don't run next to the pool. Before we continue, guys, let's talk about your pronunciation. If you're watching this video, I'm sure you're worried about your pronunciation in English, and it's something that you'd like to improve. You likely want to communicate effectively and effortlessly. You probably want to speak with a lot more confidence, and you probably want to sound a lot more like a native speaker when speaking English. If this is your goal, especially with Australian English, I really recommend that you check out my Australian pronunciation course. Inside the course, you'll get detailed tutorials about how to make all of the different sounds in English, including the 20 vowel sounds and 24 different consonant sounds. You'll learn how to use the IPA, the International Phonetic Alphabet. you'll get detailed tutorial and exercise videos as well. And lastly, you'll get 25 advanced pronunciation lessons where you learn things like the dark L, the T flap, the Australian R sound, the syllabic N and L sound in English. These are all really important if you want to sound a lot more natural when speaking English. So go down below, guys, click the link. I'll see you in there. Anyway, back to the video. Need not. Needn't. You needn't worry. Did not. Didn't. He didn't understand her. Cannot. Can't. I can't hear you. Could not. Couldn't. Couldn't he have waited longer? Will not. Won't. It won't change anything. Would not. Wouldn't. She wouldn't be interested. Has not. Hasn't. He hasn't changed. Have not. Haven't. The dogs haven't been fed. Might not. Mightn't. I mightn't go to the party. Must not. Mustn't. You mustn't complain so much. Should not. Shouldn't. They shouldn't talk during the movie. I will. I'll join you shortly. You will. You'll be 20 next year. He will. He'll be here any minute. She will. She'll probably cook dinner. We will. We'll go to the beach tomorrow. They will. They'll start learning French. It will. It'll be a huge advantage. This will. This'll be a problem. Alright, we're halfway through the video, so it's time for a contraction exercise where you can practice what you've learned. I'm going to show you a series of contractions up here on the screen. I want you to pause the video, go down in the comments, and write your own sentence using one of these contractions so that you can practice it right now. See you in a sec. Alrighty, welcome back. Let's keep going. That will. That'll be your dad calling on the phone. I'd like to ask a question. You would. You'd like to go home. He would. He'd prefer the chocolate cake. She would. She'd never have said that. We would. We'd love to see you again. They would. They'd never be so careless. It would. It'd be a great reason. I've got something to say. You have. You've. You've never been there, have you? He has. He's. He's got a pet cat. She has. She's. She's always loved traveling. We have. We've. We've got 10 minutes to spare. They have. They've. They've been here before. It has. It's. It's been a long time, mate. Who have? Who've? Who've you been talking to? There has. There's. There's been a lot going on recently. That has. That's. That's got everyone talking. This has. This is. This has got to stop. What has. What's. What's happened? Who has. Who's. Who's ever seen a crocodile before? I had. I'd. I'd better go home. You had. You'd. You'd been to China a few years ago, right? He had. He'd. He'd always wanted to try that.
A few moments later.
Okay, so this is the part of the video where you say to yourself, why am I wearing a different jumper? And this is where I admit I'm a moron who deleted the other half of the video and I'm having to record this again in the future, obviously wearing different clothes. I could have put the red one on, couldn't be bothered, wasn't going to lie to you, so this is just going to be our little secret. Anyway, let's keep going. She had. She'd. She'd never done a backflip. We had. We'd. We'd often wondered what it was like. They had. They'd. They'd seen him a few times. It had. It'd. It'd been ages since we'd caught up. Who had. Who'd. Who'd ever want to do that? Let us. Let's. Let's go. Want to. Wanna. Do you want to come over? What are you? What are ya? What are you doing? Kind of. Kinda. She kinda likes him. Don't know. Dunno. They don't know what to do. Let me. Lemme. Let me check with my folks. Give me. Gimme. Give me a second. Going to. Gonna. He's gonna be late to work. Need to. Needa. Do you need to take this with you? Have to. Have to. I have to go. Got to. Gotta. You've got to be kidding me. Come on. Come on. Come on, we've got to go. Good day. G'day. G'day, mate. Alright guys, that is it for this video. Thank you so much for joining me. I am Pete from Aussie English. If you like this video, please like it, share it, and subscribe to my channel. Click that bell notification button if you want to stay up to date with all the new videos coming out each week. And remember, if you want to check this episode out on the Aussie English podcast, you can download the app for free and listen on the go when you commute, when you're working, when you're doing whatever. You can practice your English there. Anyway, thanks for joining me, and I'll see you next time. Peace!